From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Israel has formally suspended peace talks with the Palestinians in light of the announced reconciliation of Hamas and Fatah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas must abandon his pact with Hamas if he wants peace with Israel. On Wednesday, representatives for Hamas and Fatah say they aim to form an interim unity government in the coming weeks. But Israel, along with the U.S. and EU, say Hamas is a terrorist group. Russian President Vladimir Putin is mobilizing Russian forces on the Ukrainian border following Kiev's operation to disable pro-Moscow militants in the east of the country. Pro-Russian protesters have been refusing to leave administrative buildings they've been occupying in a dozen eastern Ukrainian towns. Two of the militants have been reported dead after Ukrainian forces moved to clear out protesters in the city of Slovyansk. Mr. Putin had previously warned of consequences for Ukraine if force was used against the activists. There are tens of thousands of Russian troops along the edge of Ukraine. Russian leaders say military exercises will be held in southern and western military districts, including Air Force troops training for maneuvers along the country's border. Last week, the two countries, as well as the U.S. and the EU, struck a deal in Geneva to de-escalate tensions, which stipulated that Moscow must try to halt the actions of the militant protesters. But the U.S. and the EU say Russia has not been holding up its end of the bargain. The EU is also in emergency talks to seek a deal with Slovakia to supply Ukraine with gas in the event that fuel taps from Russia are compromised due to ongoing tension. Our EU correspondent Sandra Gatman reports.
The EU is brokering crisis talks with Ukraine and Russia this and next week to ward off a potential energy crisis in Europe, as Moscow doubles the price of gas to Ukraine, through which other European countries get their fuel. Energy Commissioner Günther Oettinger is seeking a deal with Slovakia to reroute gas from Russia back to Ukraine, a move Moscow says would be illegal.
The White House has condemned an attack in Kabul that killed three Americans working at a hospital in the Afghan capital. A policeman guarding the hospital turned his own gun on the staff, as our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Despicable and cowardly, that's how the White House is describing the attack on a hospital in the Afghan capital treating infants and their mothers. One doctor from Chicago is reportedly among the dead. The hospital is run by a U.S. Christian charity. It says it provided treatment to the attacker, who shot himself after killing members of the hospital's team.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Washington's powerful Federal Communications Commission has proposed new rules for the internet that some say would allow wealthy corporations to dominate. As Alice Olstein reports, while web providers wouldn't be allowed to block content or intentionally slow down certain websites, they would be able to offer speedier service at a price.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission unveiled controversial new rules Thursday that, if implemented, would fundamentally change the internet. They've proposed a pay-for-play model in which companies like Google or Netflix could pay web providers like Comcast and Verizon to have a fast lane on the internet. The move came after a federal court struck down the agency's rule that all online content must be treated equally. The commission will vote on the new rule on May 15th. Alice Olstein, Washington.
And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced that it plans to impose the first federal regulations on electronic cigarettes, including banning sales to anyone under 18. The regulatory agency says it plans to propose rules for the makers of the devices, which turn nicotine-laced water into vapor. Here's Lorna Shattuck with the details.
The Food and Drug Administration has vowed for months to crack down on the sales and marketing practices of e-cigarette companies. Now it says sales of the popular devices, along with pipe tobacco and cigars, will be prohibited to Americans under 18. People buying them will also be required to show photo ID to prove their age, a measure already in place in several U.S. states. But federal officials and advocates say it'll take at least another year for the rules to take effect, possibly longer if the companies affected sue to block them. Up until now, the e-cigarette market has been relatively unregulated, and these rules still fall short of those governing traditional cigarettes. The new laws won't ban advertisements or internet sales, but makers will be required to disclose the chemicals used in e-cigarettes and be banned from giving out free samples. Lorna Shattuck, Washington.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.